Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 16th of October. Right, I've caught up a few bits. I've still got a load of stuff to catch up on. I'll be having, hopefully, get the ultimate databases up tomorrow before, my son just texted me there, put me right off my stride. Before Friday's games, that's a simple sentence. I don't know what happens to me at times. Lost the plot. Right, yesterday, yeah, good podcast. Good podcast. Had a couple of responses. Couple of responses via email. Couple of responses via text. Couple of responses by WhatsApp. Couple of responses by Twitter. I'm giving you all too much access to me, aren't I? All these ways, everything goes off. As I said, it was my opinion. I think Ed Yu sort of came on Twitter and said you can have a go at Southgate and that he'd heard Southgate said he wanted to come off. I can't find any evidence of that, Ed. I'm not saying that he didn't say it, but I cannot find it anywhere. He said, but the players wanted to stay on, and that's my whole point. I think somebody has to lead. He has to lead and say to the players, no, sorry, we are going off. And that is my whole point, that the players will want to carry on. They're 3-0 up. You've got Barkley on a hat-trick. You've got Harry Kane trying to hunt down goal-scoring records. They want to play football and win the game. But my whole point is that issue is bigger than the game. When you've got people in a stand making Nazi salutes, the game is irrelevant. And sod the 3 points, sod whatever happens. You're not going to make the authorities do anything who have already got a bigoted attitude to this and don't do anything unless you start coming off the pitch and take their product away. They all make fortunes of money. All these people, you saw it with Blatter, everything on the back of the product. Take the product away and force them to change things and do something different. That is my entire point. Gertie, I have to agree with Joe. I haven't got a fucking clue what you're on about on Twitter at times. I think you should close your Twitter account and focus on your football, son, at times. I mean, it's ludicrous what you're saying. Don't be so stupid. Look at the origins of slavery and how black women are treated. It's got fuck all to do with cock size. Jesus Christ almighty. There's far more reaching issues than that, I can assure you. So yeah, that's that. That's that topic put to bed. He is on a wind up. You're dead right. King Rich 198929. Right, I've got a few things to cover notes wise. I'm going to meet the developer tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get the forum online. Those attending Lingfield, I will be sending you over the next couple of days menu, which I will need you to get back to me ASAP with your food choices so I can tidy that all up early part of next week, because the clock will tick to that. I'll also put on there about golf just to confirm the golf numbers for the Sunday. Prize winners that I've got, the prize winners for the NFL and the prize winners for the last football pontoon, I will sort those out Monday morning. I've made myself a note and I'm going to give you all three nice prizes. For December 2020, I know that is a long way away, but I have two sort of front section tickets to Elton John's final ever concert at the O2. I'm going to give it away. Well, I'm going to give one of them away. I'm going to go because I want to go, but we've seen him 3 times and my good lady has said that she's not fussed about going. She's not a massive fan of getting up to London and back, to be fair. So I'm going to give it away. I haven't thought how I'm going to give it away, but let me know on Twitter whether people are interested and I will do it. It's about a £500-odd seat to Elton John's final concert. So if you want to join me there, just give me a hint on Twitter that you're interested and I'll see sort of what number of people we've got and I'll think up a nice way for you to try and win that ticket, probably over the beginning of the new year. Maybe some little competition. It'll all be free, no cost. And you can, of course, the caveat is you've got to go with me. That may put people off entering. But you can come and watch Elton John with me at the O2 next year, December 2020. So I'll think about that one. What else have I got? Trading group, we resume Friday. I'll get all your stuff and the Excel spreadsheet up on Monday. I'm not going to get a chance to get it up before then. I'm going to give you some horses today. These I've had sent to me. If I don't mention them and they win, I'll have the ump. So whilst I said I wasn't, but I'm just going to dig them out. Hold on a second. I've got the 6:10 at Kempton, Athebe. Where are we? Horse racing, Kempton, 6:10. 6:10 Kempton. Athebe is a win and place. 6:10 Kempton Athebe. 1:40, I don't know what time is, yeah, an hour, yeah. 1:40 at Bath. 1:40 at Bath. Hieronymus, Washin Murphy's mount, Hieronymus win and place. So I'm just reading these messages as I'm speaking to you, so you know I always do this on the fly. 4:50 Musselburgh. It's not 4:50 Musselburgh, probably, idiot. Sorry. No, that was yesterday. Oh, he's all over the shop here. Sorry, I've got right that 1:40 at Bath. Yeah, Hieronymus win and place, and I've got another one, Secret Potion win and place. So I've got two win and place bets in the 1:40 at Bath, and 5:05 at Wetherby, Ballyvic Baru win and place. So they are all win and place horses. Ballyvic Baru, Brian Hughes mount, win and place in the 5:05 at Wetherby. Sorry about that. I was a little bit all over the place there. So 6:10 Kempton Athebe, 5:05 at Wetherby, Ballyvic Baru, and then Secret Potion in the 1:40 at Bath and Hieronymus in the 1:40 at Bath. Both of those win and place. Okay, that's it. Got that sorted out. Football, there's nothing. As I say, on FDD, I think there's one Segunda game and some Brazilian Serie A games, Serie A. But that is it. On the website, again, we've started adding some guest blogs and the developer Ryan, he's doing some geeky boy. He's doing some blogs for us on bots. I will start letting you know when they go up. But there are some up there that he's done already, and we'll keep that going. So there will be some written blogs, and I will be resuming some written blogs. Mine will be spasmodic as time permits. Pretty much anything I've got to say for the next few months, I will say via here. I did have a question yesterday following when I talked about gambling advice, and I've subsequently had another email this morning about when I sort of say the selections are irrelevant, what do I think is most important then? I mean, discipline encompasses so many things. And a lot of it's got to start with your attitude to risk. That's, when I first sit down with people, if you're going to give up, can you stake bigger? Are you somebody who can sit and start at £10 stakes and grow it to 50, £100? And how will that affect you? Can you lay at big prices? It encompasses so many things, your discipline and emotion, to what sort of person you are and what you're prepared to do. And I think, as you know, if I go back to the start of these podcasts, I said to people, I've learned that everybody's different. I sort of had this idyllic thing when I started back in 2007 interacting with the public on these things, that I can do it, everybody just do the same. And over time, the biggest thing I've realised is everybody is different. You take somebody like Gerdy as a punter, doesn't mind the boom and bust of, 20 grand liabilities for a 3-4 grand win. Lots of people couldn't handle that. It doesn't suit me. My max price tends to be about 8, but I do a lot of stuff which is risk free. I played 3 games last night, 3 internationals. My first goal was just to get 3 risk free bets, which I did. 2 of them won, the other one finished scratch. Unfortunately, it was the biggest one. Faroe Islands Malta was the one that finished scratch. I'd backed over 1.5 goals, and it was only 1-0. The two smaller wins were Spain and Romania. where I got late goals for the win. So I came out on top, but I like a lot of my betting. I like to get those free bets and just give myself free chances, so I'm not losing anything. Fairly stress-free. Obviously, you get disappointed when you don't get the goal, but you keep plugging away and you do it. Bank sizes. You know, people say, what bank size is it? As if there's a magic number. Is 50 points enough? I don't know, because I don't know whether 50 points suits you. You know, if you've got a £1,000 bank and 50 points is 20 quid, does that affect you, or is it better having £100 and 100 point bank and 10 quid? You know, people always want to. The thing I find staggering with gambling, really staggering, is how much people want to be spoon-fed. People actually think, and it all comes down to, they think it's quick, easy money, and they don't have to do a lot. And if you look at the people who do well, I'm sure, like me, they work extremely hard and put a lot of hours in. You have to change, you have to adapt, and nothing ever lasts forever. And there's a great amount of work. But it all will come down to, it doesn't matter how good the system is, how good the method is, it all comes down to the person behind it. And it starts off, what's your attitude to risk? How much money have you got available? What's your approach like when you have losers? There's not one sole question that you can answer that will make somebody a better gambler, in my opinion. You know, finding value, education, you know, lots of people slag off this, oh, they've got off scored both teams to score 5 games out of 6. It is nonsense. I much prefer teams the other way, that have not been both teams to score 5 games. I'd like to see them, they've got no games both teams to score, because you'll tend to find some value might appear in the price there. That's not a method to go about. I'm just saying I like to tend to go against the grain rather than this following the grain of doing the same thing all the time. XG people use, not for me. You know, I've got an XG method, or not method, I've got XG statistics that come into my spreadsheets, but I don't really use them, because I think it's nonsense. I collect it so that I can see is there anything in it, and all I prove to myself is that it doesn't suit me, but for some people it does. You know, it is coming back. I think I did a podcast. I mean, I waffle every day, so I don't know a lot of the time. Can't think back to what I've covered and haven't. There's no set structure to them, and maybe if I go on another year, then that'll be the way to go. But certainly we want to get some parts out of them and put them on the website so they're there permanently, in a written format, easy to find. But it is, what is your plan? You know, my biggest advice to anybody, I think, would be stick to one market and learn one market. You know, I did 3 years lay the draw, nothing else, and I had access to everything. I had access to some of the best horse information. I had access to numerous different football markets and football data, but I stuck with laying the draw because that's what I was good at and I could make money at, and I knew exactly how the market would move and what would happen. So it doesn't matter whether you want to do over 1.5 goals or a first half goal, you know, after 20 minutes, over 1.5 goals in games that are 0-0 at half time, whatever it may be, I don't know. You know, games that are 1-1 at 70 minutes, do you want to do those? Games with an early goal, whatever it may be. I think people try and do everything. They try and always back and backwards and forwards. Let me do this, let me do that, let me do that. And they don't ever give anything long enough, end up giving up and moving to something else. Or, you know, a video will go online, look how I won 500 quid. And, oh, I'm going to do that for a couple of games. And then that goes wrong. I do think that if you get to one market and you say, right, whatever it may be, I'm going to do the 1.5 goal market, and really learn about it, see how the market moves, see how in different leagues it may vary price-wise and movement-wise. Everything starts off at a price and everything ends up at 101. That we know for a fact. So you need to work out how that happens, what happens when a goal goes in, what happens when a game that starts off at 1.5, say, at half at kick-off for over 1.5, compared to a game that's 1.2 at over 1.5. How does the price move? What happens when? That would probably be my advice to somebody. One, get a decent bank, and I would be super, super cautious with it. So I would always say to somebody starting out, forget winning big amounts of money. Forget having a £1,000 bank and a 30-point bank because you want to bet in 30-odd quid. Have a 100-point bank, start in tenners. Have a 200-point bank, start in fivers, and learn that market inside out, you know. a lot of people say, oh, don't paper trade, but I do like to make notes. Even now, I'll sit and make notes on how markets move, this, that, and the other, without any money down, because you're always educating yourself. But it's, I come back to, how do you learn? How do people want to learn? People learn reading. Other people might say, paper trading's a load of shit, I can't really get involved unless I've got money on it. That's fine, as long as you're not doing your bollocks. You know, so is betting £2 to test something as good as not betting anything at all? I've no idea. Why is it? What, you know, somebody explain to me why. What's the difference if I put £2 on just to see what happens? If I look at a price and it's 4.5 and I put nothing on, but I've seen it's 4.5, what's the difference with putting £2 on it? I've no idea. Somebody tell me, please. But yeah, it's, I think, you know, I keep coming back to the same thing. It's how you manage yourself. What is it that you do that you highlight at the minute that makes things go wrong? And once you get to that, then you say, right, I'm going to change that. You know, I'll go back to what I said about Southgate. If football teams keep doing the same thing, then the racism issue will not stop. You know, is that that statement? If you keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, you're a fucking loony. And that's exactly the same with gambling. Whatever you're doing now, if it's not working, if you keep doing that, why is it going to start working? You've got to change what you do. You've got to look at it and do things slightly differently. And that's really all I've ever been about. Is, you know, I'm not a tipster. I've never, ever been a tipster. I provide information, data, ways to use it. But what our biggest goal is to get people to look at it slightly differently. You know, and you'll have people poo-poo what I do. You have people slag me off. I know it goes on. I'm well aware of it. I get told everything. I get every time something is said about me online anywhere or even privately, invariably it will find its way back to me. But I just ignore it because I couldn't really give a shit about those people. And you chug on doing what I do. Trying to share that, I've found quite difficult over a period of years for numerous reasons. And a lot of them have been my mistakes because I did have this sort of, oh, well, they can just do it. And then you realise, actually, people can't. And when people are at a bad spot, you know, how much it affects them, and everybody's different. You chug along. That's why it's a lot easier to sort of say, give me money and I'll bet for you, that to some people, because they'll never, ever, ever make a gambler. That's an absolute fact. There are people out there that it just isn't for, and they should give up and go and do something else. Anyway, that's it. Again, I've probably rambled on there, and I will get some structure to all this. I'm meeting the developer tomorrow. We'll look at a way to get these things on the website and covered in a detail that people understand, you know, and move towards this sort of community where people help each other. You know, I'm not interested in forums where people are going to come on and slag people off. They will be gone. They'll be gone instantly. It won't be. There won't be any of this one strike, two strike. They will be out, gone. It's about helping people. You know, I had a conversation with somebody about getting a meet together, and he sort of said to somebody, oh, I couldn't be doing with him. He's so negative. And it's drawn my attention to it. And I've had a look at, and I'm not going to mention any names, this guy, and he is. All he does is dig people out, day in, day out, digging people out. Just think, what's the point in that? What are you achieving? What? Get on with your own. You know, again, I've said in podcasts, worry what you're doing rather than what other people are doing. What is the point in getting up in the morning thinking, oh, what I'm going to do today, I'm going to find some people to slag off. What is the point? What is that achieving for anybody? Don't get it. Anyway, crack on. Have a lovely... I was going to say Wednesday, but of course it is. Have a lovely Wednesday, but we've got the football returning. It won't be too lovely for much longer because the old Spurs are back in action, and I can start my watching my team fall apart. I think Watford winning at the weekend. Not sure we got any Watford supporters on FTS. I don't think I've ever heard from one, but I'll probably hear from a couple after they've given us a beating on Saturday, because we are useless. The manager's a myth, I keep telling you. Right, have a lovely Wednesday. Do have a lovely Wednesday, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning with some more pearls of wisdom, and we will then be into it for the weekend.